Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today called for an expansion of an army operation in the Gaza Strip to put a stop to rocket attacks. Palestinian militants have been stepping up the firing of Qassam rockets into Israeli towns just over the border with Gaza. Two small children were killed in a strike that hit the Israeli town of Sderot last Wednesday. Israel subsequently launched its incursion into the northern Gaza Strip. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us on the line from Jerusalem. Hello, Julie.
Hi there.
What is Ariel Sharon saying about enlarging the operation?
Well, the Prime Minister said firstly that there's no time limit on this latest incursion. He says he's instructed the security establishment to give him additional plans within a week, so we're waiting and seeing. But this Gaza offensive is already being called one of the biggest and bloodiest raids in the last 4 years of the conflict in Gaza. Nearly 200 tanks and armored vehicles are reported to have rolled into the northern part of the strip surrounding the refugee camp of Jabalia. This is in an attempt, according to the military, to drive rocket launchers out of range of Israeli towns that are being struck and to kill the Palestinian militants who are behind the attacks. Now, the Israeli press reports that during the weekend, the Israeli army deployed infantry and armored reinforcements to strengthen the siege of the Jabalia refugee camp. The army is reported to be raising homes on the outskirts of Jabalia.
Bring us up to date on the fighting.
Well, the incursion is now in its fourth full day, and it's estimated to have claimed the lives of more than 50 people, at least 11 of them just this weekend. Israel says the majority have been militants. There's no independent confirmation of that. Witnesses say, and Palestinian human rights workers say, that bystanders, including some people under the age of 18, have also been killed in these raids. Jabalia is home to some 100,000 people, Sheila, in a very small area, and any kind of military incursion into that area that is so densely populated is likely to produce a very bloody result, and it could get bloodier still if Mr. Sharon, as he has suggested, the crackdown intensify.
What is the connection between this upsurge in fighting and Sharon's controversial plans to withdraw from the Gaza Strip?
Well, the Prime Minister told Army Radio today that under no circumstances he's going to change. Will the counterattacks, will the fighting now change his conviction that the Israelis must leave Gaza? He still plans to pull all soldiers and settlers they protect out by late next year. But the results of this latest fighting could very well influence his chance of getting the approval he needs for implementing that plan to pull out. According to Israeli analysts, what Sharon really wants is to create conditions that are going to allow for a quiet evacuation of the settlers next year. And he doesn't want to be seen to be fleeing Gaza under fire.
And what has the Palestinian leadership said about this latest confrontation in Gaza?
Well, they've declared a national emergency for what that is worth. And the Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat, has expressed his own outrage that the international community hasn't been more outraged at all the killing. Residents in Jabalia say they're terrified. They're complaining of shortages of food and water. News agencies are reporting that armored bulldozers have also demolished olive groves and citrus orchards and buildings that the army says are used as cover for firing rockets. So there is a huge amount of destruction in this offensive that Palestinians are calling collective punishment. By the same token, you know, the Palestinian leadership has also signaled to the militants, stop the rocket attacks. They're only bringing retribution on the word they use. And that admonition seems to have gone unheeded. Hamas threatened to hit Ashkelon. In the meanwhile, the Gazans continue to bury their dead in funerals that are, in turn, are full of grief and rage.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.